Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Joel, let's start with the U.S. equity markets, because we are seeing, I guess, broad weakness in the markets, although it's not huge weakness. Like, we are rolling over a little bit again today. The S&P is down almost a full percent. The Dow is down 0.5%. NASDAQ's really lagging, as that's down over 2.25%. That just goes to show that tech has really started to roll over here. You even look at something like Tesla. Tesla's been breaking down, but that's not corresponding to just a complete meltdown in these markets, because we are still seeing rotation. Let's start off with the sectors that are moving down, though. Tech, we started seeing that last week. Tesla, also last week, was weak. What do you take away from some of these sectors, I guess tech and Tesla, that are the weakest ones right now? Money is rotating out of these.
Good afternoon, Corey. Thanks for having me, as always. It's not just last week, and I don't know if we talked about this last week, but the big boys, Apple, best earnings report ever. They take it from 145 down to the lower 120s as we speak. Amazon, boom, unbelievable report, pops and drops. Now, this was a couple weeks ago. Same thing with Microsoft. So there, you saw the tendency ahead of what's going on at the end of last week and taking place over the last two sessions, just to rotate out of tech, even with those great reports, those stocks that led us out of the abyss in March. No one wants to own those over the last couple of weeks. Not when you can make 5, 10, 20, 30% a day in these SPACs. So they got away, and those, treaded water. And then, boom, they started selling those stocks, and that's how you got the meaningful sell-off over the last couple of days.
Do you think these stocks just got too overheated? Because, again, this money isn't just being pulled off the table. It's just rotating into some other sectors that have lagged. So had it just finally run its course with how much these tech stocks have run?
Yeah, it got to be a little bit of a crowded trade, for sure. And, when you get a crowded trade, you need to have shakeouts. And, there was a big pile into tech. So I would agree with you. Just got a little crowded. They had the earnings. Everyone's looking, hey, 145, 150 in Apple. And you didn't get it. You got the turnaround. So everyone that even bought the stock before earnings now is underwater. So rotation, rotation, rotation. And these stocks that let us, like I said, let us out of the abyss in March are taking it on the chin over the last week and a half.
Well, and now we're seeing that money rotate into more of these reopening stocks, right? So that seems to be the play, is go back to these reopening stocks, whether people are looking ahead to vaccine news or summer eventually coming, whatever the reason is, that's where money's going right now.
Yeah, and I have a hard time with, Hilton being at an all-time high. I mean, you look at the first of all, what are their capacities that they're operating at? Also, look at like the Airbnbs and the competition coming in there. Royal Caribbean, loses $5 yesterday. It rallies $8. These moves make absolutely no sense to me. And it's up a little bit today, too. I see us coming out of the pandemic. I see things getting better, but it just feels like, I don't know. I want to say it's sell the news on the reopening trade, but it's really not that, because the reopening stocks are doing well. I think there's a lot of anticipation that we're coming out of this a lot faster than people anticipated, and I hope that comes to fruition. But the way these stocks are acting, everyone's going to be hopping on a plane. Everyone's going to be hopping on a cruise. Everyone's going to be going to Disney World. And I don't know. I hope that's the case. I can't wait to get vaccinated and go down to Florida, and I'm going to do some traveling. I don't know if it's going to be on a Boeing plane, but there's a lot of pent-up demand there, and the market's anticipating it. I just hope that it comes to fruition.
Hey, Joel, I'm with you, man. I can't wait until we can start traveling again, especially outside of Canada. But it's still getting harder and harder for us to do that, at least Canadians, right now. But even though we could say, well, you know, some of these stocks are at all-time highs, it doesn't really make sense why they would be at all-time highs. Everyone might be too optimistic right now. But don't we need to take a step back and understand that everything has been reaching all-time highs, probably because there is just that much more money in the system. So all-time highs, it's kind of numbing now to talk about because everything has reached all-time highs, it feels like, since this pandemic started.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree with you on that, Corey. A lot of different things going on, but, you know, buy the dip. I mean, that seems to be the mentality.
Yeah. Oh, man, absolutely. Buy the dip. Let's also talk about some of these, I guess, safer assets that continue to get very little love. You talk about gold a lot on your show. I talk about gold a lot as well. Gold, pretty importantly, I think, bounced right off that support level right around 1767, let's call it. Let's just round it off to 1770. Crucially bounced off of there, so that has some of the gold bugs confident that the breakdown that could have happened is not happening right now, but we're still in the low 1800s. What's your outlook for gold, taking into account everything we just said about how optimistic investors seem to be about the reopening trade?
Hit the bottom of the trading range. We talked about that. They had me at the top of the tree. I was at the top limb, and they were shaking me. And I held on for dear life. And, you know, now we're back over 1800. I just don't know. It worries me. Like, you take out that 1760, you go to 1700, you know, sitting, I just don't know. I mean, if it hasn't gone now, talk of inflation, I don't know if Bitcoin is the substitute or not. But it's held the bottom of the trading range. If it got back up to 1850, 1900, and fails again, it's a whole thing. But it's fair. I want to see silver break out over 30. But it's like one of those things. It's like, how long do you want to wait around for the rally if it turns into a break? It's fair. It's a trading range. And I'm not what I'm talking about is in my long-term portfolio, and I've had it for a while, but I'm getting sick of it. You know, I'm just like, just do something. So I just say hold the bottom of the trading range. That's good. I just, if it's not moving up in this environment, man, oh man, I don't know what's going to move gold.
Well, it's something you and I were chatting about off mic, is the type of investors that are moving these stocks. It's broadly a younger generation right now that has reached their income earning phase. They have extra money, and I think they have extra time because they're all forced to sit at home, not spend that money on traveling. They're getting into the markets. I have a number of friends that weren't invested in the markets, or at least actively invested in the markets last year, or let alone 5 years ago. They broadly all seem to be in the markets now. And quite frankly, when you talk about gold, gold is still favored by the older investor.
But
a lot of these younger investors, whether it's due to how they grew up or the fact that they haven't seen major currency collapses, they don't have that same passion for gold. And if gold's not in an uptrend, they don't care.
Yeah, it's not. I agree with you on that. And I think that's another negative for gold. You know, it's just not sexy enough. I mean, that's just debate, you know, for these young investors. It's just not sexy enough. And I just feel like that run with the 2100, I kind of feel like I blew the, you know, I missed it. I feel like I missed the top.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, who knows? Is that going to be a top? I'm not saying that these younger investors can't get into gold if it does start running higher, but that's what it's going to need. It's going to need a run higher. Joel, let's also talk about one kind of overall narrative that everybody seems to be discussing, and you see it written about day after day, and that's inflation. Inflation is still a concern. We are going to hear from Powell this week, too. Who knows what he says about inflation, other than the fact that maybe the Fed's okay with inflation running higher. But inflation expectations are high. Some of the data is starting to creep up. How do you see inflation playing into these markets and overall investor sentiment?
I mean, you can look at it two ways. I mean, if there's inflation, there's going to be inflation in stock prices too, right? So that's a positive thing. I just think when it really starts to eat into, the people's spending capacity. So Powell was speaking today. He doesn't seem worried. The bond market's worried, but it's like a two-edged sword. Is it going to be inflation that is going to be so bad that it hurts your spending power? Or is it just going to be inflate everything, inflate stock, inflate Bitcoin, inflate gold? So it's really a two-edged sword. You can't really take the debt interest rates up because it's going to work against the debt. There's a lot of things pointing towards a lot of higher inflation, higher minimum wage, more stimulus. It's all pointing that, but it's really a two-edged sword, and you have to be – you can't just bail out of the market because you see inflation coming, because there could be inflation in all assets, real estate, coins, whatever. It could be inflation across the board. Runaway inflation is a different thing.
Well, that's the thing, right? We have seen inflation in the markets, and what's going to change that? We don't know. Everybody can guess. Everyone can say, well, this is what's going to change, but no one knows. And quite frankly, your comment at the very start here, the whole buy the dip mentality in these markets and broadly in a wide range of sectors continues to be the winning strategy. So until
yes.
that changes, that's something we need to note. Don't fight the trend.
I would agree, and that's why I was worried last week with these big caps. I mean, it was like inevitable that this market was going to roll over, and people just have such don't get caught up in I'll tell you, and we can end with this today. One thing that irks me, bothers me more than anything else is we talked to people in the chat in the pre-market prep show, and last week, at the end of last week, someone's like, what's wrong with PayPal? And I look at PayPal, and I look at the run that it had from 230, and it hit 309.14. And this must have been the end of last week. So it was trading like around 290. And they're like, what's wrong with PayPal? I'm like, what's wrong with you? It's 20 points off its all-time high. It just had a $190 rally in a month and a half. It pulls back 20 bucks and you're complaining? If you have that kind of attitude in the markets, you are not going to succeed. You can't look where something hits a peak and then where it pulls back from you lost money. You have to look at your cost. You have to look at your risk reward on the trade, and you have to look where you want to exit. If you are always looking back, then you're never going to have success as a trader or as an investor, because you're always going to have remorse. Oh, why didn't I sell it at 300? Well, was your target 300? Did you have a stop at 300 after it went to 309? What's the all-time closing high? Well, that's 304.79, and only sniffed that once. I mean, don't bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered.
We are leaving it at that. Great ending there, Joel, and so true to how to play these markets with a level head and understand, well, have a strategy. That's the most important thing. Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. I'm going to post a link to the Benzinga website where everyone can listen to your pre-market prep show. Great chatting with you this week, Joel. Chat with you next week, bud.